Blog Talk Radio.
Go, go, go. Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barberini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror, mirror. Huh, big ego. My ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we dread the needle. Huh, this a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same you. From the same block, single from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that can hold you like stick-ups. Beep, beep, a small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season, summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth, stay packed with a new flow. Ain't these other niggas you know. They never leave a block and I'm flying out of heat, bro. Oh, here he go, on top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co and different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any mini miny mo? Here for the gold, C3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me glow. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Feeling this bias, this a bullpen. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this is urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? This thing on? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That was a lot of R's. That was a lot of R's in there. What's goodie?
Happy Sunday.
Sunday, May 16th.
Thank you for joining us. It's going.
Word. Thank you for tuning in. The month, the year, even. The pandemic.
You just ready for Halloween. You ready for Halloween.
Can we just skip to October? Now we gotta make a pit stop in July and August for our birthdays and then jump to October. Can we do that?
Now they can have that.
Oh, you don't want okay. You don't wanna be
they can have
you're
that.
Like, no,
I'm
rush.
Good.
No rush.
No rush.
But what's good, y'all?
Don't rush.
My name is Hollywood. Thank you for tuning in.
And that's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy! Be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. And Judy, what's yours? Because it's a lot.
Take_care_all2021.
That part on Instagram. And follow our producer Stacey at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. Let me tell y'all what we're going to be talking about today. First off, before we even get into what we're going to be talking about, how's your weekend going? I know it's still going.
My weekend?
Yeah, your
whole week.
Week/week
and
ending. Are you one of those where your week start on Sunday or Monday?
My week start whenever the fuck I want to start. Like that. That part.
How is it going?
It's cool. Same old, same old. More work, no play. For now. For now, I'm adjusting.
Okay. Right. New city and stuff. Right?
Right.
I understand. Do you eat acai bowls?
I tried one, but it wasn't all that.
Oh man, sorry to hear that. Cause I tried it for the first time, like, when was it? A couple of months ago. It was from this store called Juice Crafters.
Right.
And that shit was like A1. And ever since I bought it that first time, I was hooked. But they're not cheap. I'm paying like $12, $10 to $12 for it every time. So a few friends of mine was like,
You only paying for the cut up fruit.
Right. So a few friends of mine was on some like, yo, I've been making these myself for years, da da da. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to try it. And I just did it the other day for the first time. And that drink came out lit. So it's like, I'm going to just save money, buy the acai, buy the fruits, and just save money and make my own. And it's mad good for you. You got to try it again. Maybe next time we see each other, maybe we could get one. That'll be a better experience for you. We lost Judy? I think we lost her. In the meantime, while we get her back.
She's still connected. She's still connected. Oh, okay. Maybe she's muted or something.
Maybe she's muted. In the meantime, I'm going to tell the people what we're going to be chopping it up about today. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The announcement came out for the class of 2021. The inductees that include Jay-Z, Tina Turner, and LL Cool J, among others. We're going to talk about it a little more in a sec. Also, new details have come out regarding Pop Smoke, his death. Details are coming out on the suspects and who did it.
Finally.
And,
why?
Yeah,
I still
and,
don't even know where he got shot.
You mean like on his
where
body?
Where did he get shot at? Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure exactly either. But there's a few new details, and one of them is saying that the actual shooter was 15 years old. But we're going to get into it.
What the?
Right.
No.
Also, we're talking
That's
about DMX
crazy.
Final album. He recorded it. It was in the works already. He was in the studio heavy before he passed. And it's going to be released now. And they released the track listing. It's an all-star lineup. We're going to talk about that. Your girl Nicki Minaj is back. We're going to talk about her. And J. Cole's new album, The Off-Season. Don't talk about that. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. Press 1. We'll bring you on if you want to chop it up about anything we're discussing. Give you 2 cents. Let's kick it off with the question of the day. Today's question of the day. When the pandemic first started, what ridiculous things did you do or hear others doing to prevent themselves from catching COVID-19?
I forgot about that question. You know what I was doing. I was drinking Theraflu every single day.
I forgot about that.
I was drinking Theraflu every single day. Like, it was vitamins.
You really was.
It was good, too.
Like, it was tea in the morning. Like, you know how you go get your morning bagel and tea?
Right, I was getting Theraflu. Like, I'm probably the only person I know who likes the way Sarah Fruit tastes. Like, but I don't drink it the way you're supposed to drink it. I drink it cold, and I put honey in it. So if you drink it cold, it tastes more like juice. You know what I'm saying? So
yikes.
Especially the lemon one. The lemon one tastes real good.
I mean, hey, maybe it works. Because thankfully you haven't caught it.
But look, listen.
Go ahead.
To this day.
To this day, okay?
What were some of the things you was doing? Because I remember we were used to wear masks. First people were saying, oh, black people can't get it. Then black people
right?
was getting
Remember
it
that?
At an alarming rate. then we was like, no, I'm not wearing no mask. Then I moved to, well, you know, I'm gonna wear a mask on the train.
Right. Yo, we've been through some shit, and you reminded me of all of this because I don't know if I compartmentalized it and blocked it out of my brain, but I forgot about all this shit. But we really was on some. Nah, we ain't doing that. And then we was like, all right, we'll wear it on the train.
Guys.
And then we got off the train, we took
crazy.
It off.
Right, then it started getting crazy. Now here we go, we making masks, buying
now
those
Now we bringing them
masks.
Out and putting designs on them and shit. We got a whole section in the closet specifically for masks, drawers.
Right.
Hanging them on hangers.
I remember you was a skeptic. You was like, nah, this some bullshit. This ain't... I really know mask. Yo, that's crazy.
And now I feel weird without it. Like, it's I liken it to, like, you know how females wear bras, right? And when you get home and you take your bra off, I could imagine what that relief feel like. Just like, ha, I just let them shits loose. So it's like that with the mask. And also, like, if I'm outside, let's just say I'm doing something and the strap happen to pop off my ear, it feels like I'm exposed. It's like, oh, shit.
Right? Like, I literally have to hurry up. Hurry up. Put it back on. Like, you're about to drown and your life,
right.
Your life belt is open. Like, hurry up. Like, we literally was acting like that shit was just out there floating around. Like,
right.
You know, I mean, it literally was, but, like, no, like, the pictures and the memes, like, we was really dodging the balls of Corona.
Right. and now today, I'm still going to be cautious regarding, like, when I'm around people, I will still wear it. But, you know, they're talking about removing the mask mandate in a lot of states. Might even be countrywide soon. So it's like.
They did it in Atlanta. It was supposed to be
done.
Right. So in April 8th, you don't have to wear it in certain places. But if the business requires it, then you have to wear it.
I even heard Atlanta changed their distancing rules from 6 feet to 3 feet.
Yeah, it's 3 feet now.
But even with that, it's like I want to get back to, like, you know, being able to, like, take deep breaths and be good. But people, I'm still gonna wear it because you never know with people. And, like, right now, they're causing, like, a mass confusion, or what I think is going to be a mass confusion with the whole fully vaccinated people who could be out and about without masks.
Right.
And it's like, how are you going to know who is and who isn't?
That's right.
So it's like...
how are you going to know who got the chip or not?
The chip. and then it's going to cause more disruption in businesses because people, before this happened, remember when we had that president and the people was like not with it and like arguing with business owners, showing the constitution and all this shit. Like, we don't have to imagine them now today. They really gonna show their ass like, nah, F that. I'm vaccinated. I'm in here. What?
Crazy. I was in Panera Bread the other day. It was a bunch of kids walked in there, no mask, congregating in the corner by the drinks. I'm like, this is disgusting. Ridiculous.
Jeez. Listen to say, when the pandemic first started, I wore a mask and a guy actually told me to take it off, to take off the mask on the train because I don't need it. Joke was on him. Wow, that's crazy.
And that's another thing I don't like. Like, when you talk to people and they be like, take that damn mask on. No, bitch.
Right.
You put your damn mask on. And if you feel so free for me to take my mask off, then that means I really do need to have a mask on around you. Somebody said, take that mask off. I was like, no, I'm talking to you. I need my mask on. Oh, no, well, my immune system is different. Okay. That's fine.
Like,
but I'm
okay.
Talking about my
I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay.
Or somebody said, oh, I'm immune to it. What the fuck you think this is, contagion?
Right.
Because you's not immune to nothing.
Nothing. Yo, what I was going to say, I that happened with my sister around my mom's place, you know, in the building. You know, everybody like to congregate and just be out and about. And she had her mask on, and one of her friends from around there told her that, just that, like, come on, take that mask off. Like, it's like, nah.
Right.
And this was before. This wasn't even, like, recent. This was, like, during last year.
And they were like, come on, you're making me uncomfortable with that mask on. Like, are you kidding me? Crazy.
So, all right, let's move on.
You still ain't saying what you did.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think I did anything specific, but I've seen people do weird shit. Remember when the mask mandate first started, before we actually had, like, masks, before they were being made and shit, people was using the weirdest shit to cover their faces on the train.
Right.
Like, I seen a napkin with rubber bands. I think I seen a tampon. I mean, a maxi pad before.
The things that you put over your eyes to go to sleep.
Right.
I've seen that mask.
People
was
using anything.
Anything.
Like, to block
anything.
It.
Like, literally. Somebody came to work with a ski mask on. I was like, man, I think that's the ball kind of mask you got on.
Right.
I don't think that's the point. Like, you know.
Because whatever is going to get right through that.
They said a mask.
Some guy with a motorcycle helmet on. And not even too long ago either.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember
like,
that.
Crazy. So that's what I saw.
A pot lid with the hood over. Like, you know, looking like an astronaut. Had their hood on and then put the pot lid over and squeeze the hood. So it could be like... This is craziness.
Right. People doing it. So let's move on to what's hot in these blogs. Let's start it with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is like the top of the top. Right? Like, people want to get in this. It's like you solidify. When the world ends and the only thing left standing is these the history, you would be forever engraved being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And our boy, like I mentioned, LL Cool J is one of the inductees this year. That's dope. Tina Turner is one of the inductees this year, but one of the main ones that I want to talk about is our man Jay-Z. Brooklyn.
Now, I understand Jay-Z just now being in it, but come on, LL Cool J and Tina Turner. Tina Turner's been an OG for so many years. LL Cool J was out before Jay-Z, so how the hell he's just now getting it at the same time as Jay?
I think it's a system where I think you got to be, like, nominated and maybe – I don't know if they were nominated in the past and just weren't selected or if they never even submitted into it. I don't know how the process goes. But I know for Jay-Z, this is his first year being nominated or eligible, one of the two. But and he got in right instantly the first year, so that's dope on his part. But I do feel you why what took so long. A listener said they surprised Mary J. Blige didn't get it. Hopefully next time.
Well, look at Tina Turner. She just now getting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's wicked.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you got to be 20 years. Correct me if I'm wrong. 20 years from your first, like, album.
Okay.
To be like eligible. But Brooklyn, we in there. That's dope. Biggie just got in there, wasn't it last year? If I'm not mistaken.
Last year was a blur.
Right.
Can't tell you what happened last year.
That shouts to Jay-Z on this. The ceremony, they're going to do it, I want to say, where did I read that it's going to go down at? October 30th.
Okay.
In Ohio. And it's going to air on HBO Max a little bit after that. So, congratulations. LL's getting the musical excellence. Or it's going to be in the Musical Excellence Award category.
I wonder, are they going to do any, like, performances or anything like that? Or no?
I want to say there's usually performances, yeah. I don't think they announced who will be. They say Tina Turner makes history as one of the few women and artists overall. Oh, Tina Turner was inducted already. It states to be inducted twice.
Oh, okay. See, that's what I'm saying.
Tina Turner,
like,
was inducted alongside her ex-husband, Ike Turner, in 1991.
Oh, but this is her solo one.
Right, so this is her solo.
Okay.
LL Cool J notably makes it into the hall after many years on the nomination ballot. Damn, they were just shitting on him. And Jay-Z, like I mentioned, is inducted in his first year of eligibility. They join the likes of Michael Jackson, the GOAT, Madonna, the Beatles, Janet's in there, Biggie, like I mentioned last year, he got up in there, and Whitney's also in there, Whitney Houston. They say this is their most diverse class in the history of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Why? Because Jay-Z in it? No. But it's probably just because of the equal amount of, like, genres all around.
Right.
Yeah. Well, congrats. All right, let's move on. So, Pop Smoke. You know, he was killed in L.A. It was like a home invasion or something. And now details are emerging about what actually went down. One of those details is they are alleging that a 15-year-old was the one that pulled the trigger that killed Pop Smoke. They say that it was a group of I don't think they say how many intruders, but when we saw the surveillance footage, you remember when we seen them, like, going in and out? It was, like, probably, like, two or three people, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that. But they're saying, the LA PD detective is saying that the objective was to steal a Rolex.
That's it?
That's it. A Rolex. I feel like it was probably more than that, and then that's all they got away with. But yeah, they said they tried to take Pop Smoke's Cuban link chain, but they only got away with the watch. And they later resold it for $2,000. This man lost
what?
His life for y'all to sell a watch for $2,000.
That's sick. And then not only that, I don't even, either the 15-year-old did pull the trigger because they gassed him to pull the trigger because he probably won't do too much time because he's not an adult. Or they saying that he did it so he'll get the time because he won't do too much time because he's not an adult. But I don't know if he's being charged as an adult or not, so I can't even really say.
And then my brain is going to cases like the Central Park Five,
right?
Where you got these young kids who are basically coerced into confessing to something that they didn't do. So that door is open for me as well, because they saying that he admitted, the youngest guy in the bunch, the 15-year-old, admitted to shooting Pop Smoke 3 times with a Beretta 9mm. And it was a recorded jail interview. He admitted that they allegedly admitted that they asked for the jewelry and then that there was a confrontation behind it. They got into a fight and he said he shot him 3 times. He shot him in the back. So you never know, because the way this system is set up, you don't know like what the real is. A lot of times these detectives and stuff just want to close the case, put a bow on it, and move on. And hopefully, if he is the one who did it, then thankfully they caught him. But if he's not, that would be crazy. But yeah, that's the latest.
This sound crazy.
That's the latest details.
Who sent them?
Right. I remember around the time it happened, people, aka the internet detectives, was speculating that Pop Smoke revealed his address unknowingly by posting like videos and stuff of where he was, and he posted he had just got some clothing delivered from this brand that he always promoting his songs, and when you get close into you, it have the little tag on it, and they say that while showing the bag, it showed the tag with his address. So you know, the internet detectives were saying like that's how they knew where he was or whatever, and why they decided to go try to catch a Jux. But it's crazy.
They were saying a lot of stuff, though. They were saying a girl sent them. They were saying that they saw the address in one of the pictures that the guy that was with him, I guess his brother, took. They were saying that, what you just said. So many detectives, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I think the internet will solve a case before the actual detectives.
Right. They say that there was a woman actually in there with him. This is my first time hearing this. I didn't know he had a girl in there with him. They said that the group allegedly threatened the woman who was with Pop Smoke that night. Then I heard something that he was in the shower when they broke in. It was a lot of stories.
That's
coming
so
out about it.
That's so heartbreaking.
Right.
Like, seriously. Young kid. He wasn't even 21 yet.
Crazy. Another person who was the suspect in the case has pleaded not guilty. You got the 15-year-old who allegedly confessed, and then you got this other guy who's pled not guilty. It says it's unknown how the 3 other suspects will or have pled to the charges. So That sounds like five people.
Yeah.
Well, it's still going on.
What's the outcome?
They're still going through it. Yep, we will see what's going, how it's going to play out. Speaking of rappers, let's move on. Keep it in the rap. Actually, our next three topics is all about rappers. DMX, his final album that he recorded before he passed, called Exodus, is now scheduled to be released on May 28th. That's just next week.
Who's on it? That's all I want to know.
A lot of big names. We're talking about Jay-Z, Usher, Alicia Keys, Nas, The Lox, and even Bono from U2.
Who?
Bono.
Who?
From the group U2. He's like a rock pop.
All right, but were these people on it before he died, or was this mixed and added on after he died?
My question as well. I literally was saying the same thing. I was wondering, like, were they already there or once he passed? You know how it be. Now everybody want to jump on board because it's his last album.
Right.
Because, you know, despite everybody loved X, you know, his music, his old shit still gets streamed crazy. But this is the first album since, what year was it? I think it was 2012, his last album came out. That's a long time ago.
Right.
And in the grand scheme, it's like, was he like that point where people was like wanting to get on his joint, like, "Word, X putting out a new, I'm on it." Or was it after he passed?
Right, exactly. That's what I want to know.
Part of me feel like it's the latter. Could be wrong, but part of me feels like it happened after. I'm just looking forward to hearing it, though.
Right. Me too. Especially if all them people was on it.
Mm-hmm. And we get to hear what DMX sounds like now. Like, from...
This probably five,
too. 9 years. And honestly, that Undisputed album that he put out in 2012, I don't even know if it... I'm trying to think. Well, I'm going to look up the track listing on that. I don't even think that album really, like, made noise.
What was the name of the album?
It was called Undisputed. I feel like it was one of those that went under the radar. And I'm looking at the track list for now. None of these titles ringing any bells for me in terms of, like, singles and major, like, mainstream airplay and videos. Like, I don't remember none of this. So it'd be dope to hear what the new, what the 2020 DMX sounding like.
Oh, I'm out here bugging out. All right, I'm back.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about your girl, Nicki Minaj. She's back. She made this announcement earlier in the week where she just wrote Friday. She posted a picture. It's been a while since she posted on Instagram. She posted a picture on Friday. And then Friday came and it was revealed that
nothing
she was...
Nothing matters that. And Friday came and nothing.
Yo, sidebar real quick before I go to it. I was when 9 o'clock hit, when that's when the new shit dropped, at least on Cali time, I'm looking, I'm like, I don't see nothing. I'm like, I see something that say beam me up, Scotty, but I don't see no new album.
But it turns out
she re-released her, I don't know if this was her first, probably wasn't her first mixtape, but it probably was one of her biggest mixtapes, the one that like shot her over, and where it was like Nicki Minaj world. It was called Beam Me Up, Scotty. I think it came out in 2009. And it never was released on digital or to sell, period, till 2 days ago. And now all her fans can get her old mixtape on Apple Music and on Spotify,
so wait,
Tidal,
she
all
added
that.
To it or something?
She did. Yeah. She added three new songs. Well, technically one new song, original song, and two remixes.
Okay.
Where she threw her verse on
well, you
and
know,
the one new song is with Drake and Lil Wayne, a compadre.
She did say that she had writer's block, so that must have been like some type of little thing that she did, you know, to just be like, yo, I'm back. She wrote like a song, two remix or whatever, and it's like, yo, I'm back, but with some old shit.
Yeah. And she says she working on the album, and that's going to be coming soon. She also says she has a documentary.
What?
That's going to be coming soon.
And I was saying
that documentaries are always dope to see.
Before she even announced that she had a documentary coming out, seeing that she was like so low profile, low key, whatever. I mean low profile, low key. I was like, you know, she about to do a documentary. Showing her wedding, showing her pregnancy, showing the baby. That's why she's not showing that in right now, because that's what she's going to do later on. And look.
Yeah.
But you know what? One thing about Nicki Minaj, you know, I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of her. One thing about her is, like, sometimes you get tired of her. Then you're like, where's she at? Damn, what's up?
Have you heard? Well, you probably didn't hear anything, cause you asked if she put anything new on it. I was gonna ask you if you heard the new song.
You know me, I don't be listening right away. I'll wait like a month and be like, oh, this is good.
One thing
I don't care
she
who
stressed.
It is.
She went live on Instagram the night that it was going to drop, and one thing she stressed is that this is no TikTok thing. Like, she basically was saying, this don't expect no catchy, super dancey song. She basically was implying this is back to the basics of why she started rapping in the first place. So,
but she you can make anything into a TikTok. I don't care what nobody says.
True. And guarantee if you search right now, that song is on there, niggas doing some kind of dance to it.
Right. You could make anything into a TikTok.
Every girl needs a man. I don't know what that song just popped in my head just now. All right, so let's move on. Let's talk about J. Cole. Did you hear? Well, you probably didn't hear J. Cole. Do you listen
you
to J. Cole?
You know her. Don't
you
be throwing things right away. depends.
Well, J. Cole's back. He put out a new album
like
called The Off Season. And I will say, first off, it's three songs in particular that I added to my playlist. My three favorite songs of J. Cole album. If you want to, when you do decide to listen to these three first. One is called Applying Pressure. One is called Let Go My Hand. And one is called Pride Is the Devil. Those three are my favorite joints of J. Cole album, and all I gotta say about it is it's refreshing as fuck to hear rap.
Right.
Like
you said, getting back to the basics.
I love people will probably be surprised how much I love like boom bap type rap. Like, and J. Cole is one of those artists that, and it's not it's never mainstream enough, but it's refreshing to hear. And he kind of bridged that middle ground. And I try to do that in my own music too, but he kind of bridged that middle ground between like rap, boom bap rap, and like still making it like.
Why are you calling it boom bap?
That's what it's called. That's what that.
Oh, boom
bap. Boom bap.
Boom, boom, back,
back,
boom, back, like that.
Right, literally. But yeah, he kind of bridged that middle ground. I like to hear that. It's much more refreshing than hearing the songs that all sound like the same shit.
All right.
Like, so I'll take it. Shout out to J. Cole for the off season. Definitely check it out. I think it's a. I did get through it. I was about to say I don't even think I got through the whole thing because I usually stream it when I'm driving and but I did get through the whole thing. And
okay.
He got other joints on there, but these three are my favorite. Prize the Devil, Let Go My Hand, and Applying Pressure. And I see. Yazid.
I'm gonna listen to that. I'm gonna see what that's about. But like I said, the only time I can really listen to an album, like really listen to it, not hear it, is when I'm driving.
Right.
And if I like it, I'm gonna listen to it for like 2 years. Wow.
Lady say, yeah. Well, that concludes what's hot in these blogs.
We ain't talking about the jazz. We ain't talking about the shortage of jazz.
I forgot about that. Let's talk about it. Go ahead, real quick. Actually, that could be a part of your What Blows. I know you had an experience of
not really
not being able to find some. Or you
one time, like one night, that's it.
One
I
night, that's right.
One night.
Forget it. What happened exactly? Do you know?
All I know is this: is that my daughter told me it was gonna be no gas, and I was like, okay.
So it was a game.
Right, it's a game. Right. I thought it was a game. So later on when I went to go pick up that night, I only had like 2 lines. I haven't watched the news today. So I went to go pick up, I had like 2 lines of gas. And we went to the gas station and it was like no gas. So we went to like 5 gas stations and it was like no, literally no gas. They was just like putting black bags over the pump.
Right.
So that there's no gas.
Damn.
But that was the only time that I really went looking for gas. Because any other time I went looking for gas, I found it with no problem. Didn't have to wait an hour. You know, just maybe the longest was probably like 10 minutes. But let me tell you, that damn gas was expensive. The gas over here was $2.55. I was wondering what happened, like why the gas was going up so fast. You know, it went from $2.55 to $2.85 overnight.
Mm.
And then boom, terrorists, you know. But I heard they paid them like $5 million to get things back rolling. Did you know any information? Because I don't really know too much about it. All I know is they wasn't none over here.
I didn't hear much about the details on how it got back on. I just heard it was like some kind of like cyber attack. And I don't know how the hell that I don't know how it affects what, but there was a cyber attack and it forced them to temporarily shut down all pipeline operations. And because of that, that's why there was no there was going to be a shortage of gas. I guess for the protection, like to before it got worse or something, like maybe if these people would have got to a certain point, maybe they could have did some damage or something. I don't know. But nonetheless, they shut it down. And now it's back. I think it's back on. I think it's back good now.
I'm literally out here filling up storage bins. I saw a guy in my garage, in my parking lot. This guy was at the parking in my parking lot filling up his car. I'm like, it's not that serious. Like, if you just go look for gas, you'll find them.
People was
this is last night after they had put the gas back on.
Just expecting the worst, like, because we've seen times before where it was the gas shortage or whatever, and the lines would be, like, down miles. People was just trying to, like, stay ahead of it, I guess, but doing the dumbest shit, because, like you said, filling the buckets and all that. And it's like, is that even legal? I don't think that's legal.
I can put out a roofer. I should put out a rumor, like, we're running out of here, but I got some, so they can come and buy some of my hair.
I seen a meme that said, similar, I should start a rumor about no soap so y'all can go and wash your ass. Yikes. But, yeah, this affected, like, most of the East Coast. Someone out here was saying that it would probably come this way, but it didn't happen. But it affected most of the East Coast. But thankfully, it's all good now. It's back.
Thanks.
As far as I can tell, hopefully there's no more damage.
Yeah, thank God. What's next? First the toilet paper, then the hand sanitizer, then, listen, they better not talk about no pizza. I heard.
Pizza?
Yeah. Shortage of pizza, I'm going to go crazy. But I heard my daughter also tell me that there was like a shortage in chicken. Soon there's going to be a shortage of chicken.
Too.
Wow.
Which is fine by me.
All them babies making all those damn Popeye's chicken sandwiches and now look.
Ran it out. Speaking of pizza, that's going to be a part of my what blows mind. We about to get into in a second.
Okay, get into it.
It's the part of the show, say this, what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves. Let's get that theme music popping off. What blows mine? It's the part of the show we say, sometimes, yeah, what irks our nerves? What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. Press 1 right now. Should I kick it since I mentioned it? Or do you want to kick it?
Yeah, you can play the
song. So, you mentioned pizza. And what's blowing mind is out here in California, it's hard to find good pizza. Being from New York, we got some of the best, not that Manhattan pizza either. I'm not talking about that. I probably found like one or two good Manhattan pizza shops.
Because you know that pizza shop,
me, right? Yeah, and that's probably the only one. There's like one or two good Manhattan. I'm not talking about that Central Park pizza. I'm talking about that Brooklyn, that Queens, that Outer Boroughs pizza. And it's hard to find it.
How about some slices? Some big slices. I'm tired of these little miniature slices. Two fucking rectangles.
Yo, so I found...
triangles.
I went to one. I was Googling one day, like looking for pizza. There's a pizza shop popped up, says Central Park Pizza. I said, "Oh, what? Let's see what it's about." Fail, epic fail. Just yesterday, I was Googling again, looking for something quick because I only had like 15 minutes before I had to do something, and I seen some pop up said New York Pepe. I think it was called like Pepe's New York Pizza. I'm like, word, let's go.
Oh,
I go in there, and I was disappointed. It didn't even
did
have.
Did you smell
no,
it when you walk in?
That's the thing. It was. I didn't, and that should have been a red flag. So I ordered it anyway. I get it in the box. I open the box. There was no aroma in the box. I'm like, I hope this tastes better than the smell.
If I don't smell it before I walk in, I don't flavor.
I wish I had salt to, like, flavor it up. It lacked flavor. And I'm like, and while in there, I'm like, yo, y'all from New York? He like, no, we from here. And that should have been another red flag. Like, how y'all name y'all shop New York Pizza, and y'all not even from New York?
You should have punched him in the face. And be like, that's in New York.
Like, and then he's like, you from New York? I was like, yeah. He was like, well, people say this is probably the closest to. I'm like, all right, I'll be the judge of that. I should have ate it while I was in there so I could have told them, like,
you
nah, this ain't it, Bobby.
Like, it ain't.
This ain't it, Bob. Have a good night.
Right, we should have took that first because that's my favorite part of the pizza is the first bite.
Son.
You should have took that first bite.
It wasn't
like,
it.
Ain't it.
And even that first pizza shop, the one that was called Central Park Pizza, I asked the guy, I was like, you from New York? He was like, no. He's like, but the owner's from New York. I'm like, all right, the owner's not back here making this. And they both was trash. And it's like, I got to stick to, like, Domino's, like the chains, because the mom and pops, it's trash. If anybody know a good mom and pop pizza shop in L.A., let me know, because...
I'm sorry you went through that. Even a dollar pizza in New York, the pizza, the dollar pizza
right,
in the bar,
right.
Even
could
tastes better
sometime.
Than the shit out here.
Yeah. You have that same issue?
Yep. Hello?
Damn.
Wasn't you just at my house the other day and we ordered some pizza and I was disappointed?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah, it was kind of disappointing.
Small.
It's just dough, sauce,
the pizza slices
and cheese.
Smaller than my hand.
Like, how can you mess it up?
Right. One day we'll learn how to make our own pizza. But let me get it to
green
what blows mine. Okay, so.
They're not really pretty good.
Let me get it to what blows mine. So what blows mine is I met this person in China. I went into my community store and I asked for a train. I just said she suggested this trip. When I came, I already wasn't feeling him. But, you know, I worked it out and did whatever. At the end of our meeting, because he didn't even assess me, we just had like a little conversation. He told me to do a little bit, 30 minutes cardio, and he left. Didn't tell me how much prices were or anything. Then the next day, is like, oh, I just want you to do 30 minutes of cardio tonight. Okay, bitch, tell me your prices. Then the next day, okay, I want you to do 30 minutes of cardio. I'm like, okay, what are the prices like? Then the next day, which was Thursday, so basically it was Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday I was supposed to meet up with him. So we agreed that we were going to meet at 4:30. So now he goes, I'm working, you know, then I stop to go to Walmart before I come and meet him. It was about 3 o'clock. He texts me like, oh, yeah, let's warm up before we start. 3 o'clock. I'm like, I didn't we say 4:30? So he's like, yeah. Okay, well, come a little bit early. No, motherfucker, what you think I'm doing? Just sitting at home watching fucking Jerry Springer and Rory? I'm out here. What you talking about? Can you start early? Where do you think I'm at? I said after 4:30, and this is way before 4:30. You know I ain't never speak to him again, right? I have low tolerance for shit like that. I ain't telling you. Goodbye. Have a good night.
You are the week.
Deleted.
Have a good night, Pop.
Deleted. I'm like, this man has some fucking balls talking about some. Let's start early. No. Oh, because you booked too many people or because you trying to get to another freaking client? That's none of my business. You think I'm sitting home? Craziness. That shit blew mine. So he's out of here. I guess he got the hint. I never text him and he never texts me again. Unless he comes about 3 o'clock. Oh, my bad. But come on, let's start early. No.
And you know, when the price isn't mentioned up front, just know it's going to be high.
Right, it's something, right?
Like, people tell you they whole spill, what they could do for you, and they save that price for the last page. But, yeah, so that concludes, because I don't got anything else, this week's What Blows Mine. And, yeah, that's it for this week. In the meantime, in between time, follow us on, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/HollywoodandFriendsRadio. You can email us, HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. And follow our Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. Judy, where they can find you?
You can find me at fake_care_all2021 on Instagram. Judy Blue on Facebook. Here every Sunday at the same time. Or you can catch us on YouTube. Sorry.
Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Hollywood. And follow our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network. On Instagram, BLU on Blue. And that's it. We appreciate you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. iTunes, Stitcher, the Tuner app, Blog Talk Radio. We out?
We out. I see.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back
again. Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. This is my butt right here. Hallelujah.